just can't call her name. She's a no good woman, don't mean no man no good. She's a no good woman, don't mean no one man no good. I don't blame that woman, I'd be the same way if I could.
Your mammy was an addict. little tune called Dreaming for you. Good morning. New music from Bob Baldwin. That is new music from Bob Baldwin, something called Be Positive, my man Bob.
What? Thank you.
Big birthday shout out to Patrice Russell, fellow Libran. And I also want to remind you all that you're listening to the Jazz Corner here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hello, I'm Councilmember Curran Price, and welcome to the new 9th District's musical celebration honoring 25 years of the Central Avenue Jazz Festival.
Whenever I'm on Central Avenue, and particularly now that I've been at the Central Avenue Jazz Festival for over 24 years, I find myself thinking about the rich and significant cultural history that can be learned from every block and address along the avenue from Pico all the way south to Slauson Boulevard. I talk a lot about that past. I don't live in that period, and I'm not stuck there. But I do appreciate the perspective of history and how it affects who we are today. Over these last 24 years, the festival has presented a number of legends who are more than just a part of the jazz picture, but who influenced the music and the acceptance of communities of color in Los Angeles in ways that will live long after. That list of legends is extraordinary. But I'm reminded of that particular Sunday at the 2014 Central Avenue Jazz Festival that included three. Yes, three of the most important names in the world of jazz and performance. On this particular day, in between their individual performances, I got to sit in the green room with Bill Henderson, Ernie Andrews, and Gerald Wilson. Each of them was over 80 years old and still performing and recording all over the world. Ernie Andrews has always been known as Mr. Central Avenue. At the festival, one of the most asked questions throughout the weekend has always been, when does Mr. Andrews sing? He was born in 1927 and won a talent contest at the age of 17 years old at the Lincoln Theater at 23rd and Central Avenue. That first record following that talent contest sold over 300,000 copies. It was entitled Soothe Me. Ernie only recently retired at 92 years old. Gerald Wilson was born in 1918. He came to Los Angeles in 1943 and later convinced my own father to come here too. His stellar career was also incredible. He was named a National Endowment of the Arts Jazz Master, received a commission to compose a suite of music for the Monterey Jazz Festival, and taught at both CSU Northridge and at UCLA. Bill Henderson was a jazz singer and prolific television and movie actor. He began his career in 1952 with the great Ramsey Lewis. He recorded with Nancy Wilson, Jimmy Smith, Oscar Peterson, Count Basie, and so much more. But back to that Sunday afternoon in 2014, when these three gentlemen got together between sets and started talking about back in the day, can you imagine the over 180 years of professional experiences as individuals and oftentimes as shared performances? I literally wanted to just sit on the floor. It would take that long to even begin to describe to you the depth of their legacy. But what I did see was how much they appreciated each other's talents and skills, as well as how much they respected each other for the accomplishments that would forever be their legacies. I was humbled to be there. And then I had to run back to the stage to get back to work. But I will not forget that day. I know that much of the history and legacy of greatness of jazz was shared in that room. Our featured performer is a multi-Grammy nominated artist, admired for her groundbreaking achievements. She has amassed an impressive list of firsts, from serving as the first woman musical director for the Grammy Awards, to the first woman in 43 years to serve as head composer, musical director for the Emmy Awards, to highlight just a few of her accomplishments. The classically trained pianist is also a composer, record producer, multi-instrumentalist, international recording artist, and has 14 solo albums to her credit. fashioning her career after the legacy of her longtime friend and mentor, Quincy Jones. She not only innovated the jazz piano, but is the epitome of crossover success with her most notable single, Forget Me Nots, being sampled throughout the entire Men in Black franchise. She has definitely earned the respect she has been awarded by her peers in the music industry. She performed our inaugural festival in 1996 and was instrumental in helping bring this important event to life. Without further ado, please welcome to the stage the Jazz Classics featuring Patrice Rushen. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much. I hear y'all clapping out there. I hear you clapping over the internet. It's all good. Thank you so much to the Central Avenue Jazz Festival for being brave enough and bold enough to try something new, try something different, so that we can all have a continued opportunity to celebrate this great, great art form of jazz. We're glad to be here. I'm Patrice Rushen. This is Ernie Watts on saxophone. I hear you. This is Reggie Hamilton on bass. And Marvin Smitty Smith at the drums. First tune that we played was called Take the Coal Train, tuned by Duke Ellington.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh, you have no excuse not to listen.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.